Planning Board Meeting, December 19th, 2022.
You want to get that set?
Okay, the numbers are moving. You see it, right?
I see it.
Okay.
All right, so we're here to call the meeting for November 19th for the Town of Monroe Planning Board, 7:02. Running a little bit late, sorry, had to take care of a couple of small clerical things here. In opening the meeting, we have a couple of sets of minutes to work on. We have a set from May 16th, and we have a set from June 6th, starting with the May 16th. Has everybody had an opportunity to look over those minutes? And if so, are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to be made?
I noticed one that Adam is listed as an alternate planning board member, but May he was a regular one.
Yes.
That was my only change.
Yeah, he would have been full time then because we had an opening on an unfortunate opening on our board at that point. So, any others?
We just had those changes from the call.
Is this your copy?
No, it's not mine. Okay. What was the change on the end?
We have a couple that came in from Ann. Somebody wanted to make a motion for those.
I'll make a motion. We accept those changes.
I'll second
for the meeting minutes.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on those changes? So we'll add them in. Any other additions, deletions, or corrections? I have some that are strictly typos. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand the secretary this and just let her go through. They're just like a letter that shouldn't be. At one point, we had on page 3, Mr. O'Connor from All Town Fresh, actually from Drake Petroleum, but All Town Fresh, states they're making stripping changes on Route 9. And I'm pretty sure it was striping.
Yes.
So we don't want anybody to get the wrong idea on Route 9. And there was also something to do with a tampering of lines on Route 9 instead of tapering. So just little things.
So okay, if you have a marked up version, that with Ann, I'll hand it to the secretary tomorrow
morning. Can you cross off, make the correction for Adams and your son, just cross off?
Yeah, I can do that. That way it's
one copy.
They're changing the striping for in front of all the time.
Yeah, they were just changing striping to give a third lane in the middle.
Good.
But it was listed as striping spelled with two P's, which is stripping. We don't want to do that. Not on Route 9.
Very good. Not us.
Okay, any others? Not hearing any. Is there anything you'd like to do with these minutes?
Make a motion to accept.
Motion to accept. Do I have a second? Got a motion and a second to accept the minutes from the May 16th Planning Board meeting. I don't think that's terribly controversial, so I'm just going to say all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Hearing no opposition, those minutes are approved. Moving on to our June 6th meeting. Does anybody have any additions, deletions, or corrections for those minutes? If you can just give me one moment, I'm looking over the letters from Ann. She has three of them here. All of them from page 7. And this is in regards to a comment from Planning Board Counsel, Mrs. Bittner. States it's not a contract per se, but they have approval with conditions in the event they do not meet their conditions and they are in violation of approval and could be revoked. Ann has a correction of at the end of Mrs. Bittner's first comment, as she clarified that representations in the EAF itself did not represent conditions binding on the applicant. Is everybody okay with that wording? Not hearing any deference to it, we'll move on. At the end of the last comment by Mr. Martin. And the comment is, Mr. Martin said, reads the scope of work sent in by Ms. Perdue, and Ann wants to add a copy of the proposed scope of work is attached to these minutes. I've attached a copy of this email for reference. Okay, and then on page 8, second by Mrs. Mathias. Second's a motion for discussion. Add, there was general discussion of the merits of the items listed in the proposed scope of work and various proposed revisions, and general consensus that the scope of work with the revisions that have been discussed would be appropriate. So what we have is, Eric feels the scope needs to be worked on more before being sent out. I agree, think this was Chairman Arnold agrees and thinks that the scope should be looked at more thoroughly. Mr. Martin offers to refine the scope of work and work in what he sees are new elements and send out a new scope for the board's consideration. I gotta say, without reviewing the audio from that minutes, I can't say for sure that I agree with that last one. The wording of it. There was a general discussion of the merits of the items listed in the proposed scope of work and various proposed revisions, and general consensus that the scope of work with the revisions that have been discussed would be appropriate. Does anybody have any recollection on that that can move that forward?
I don't, but it kind of conflicts with our minutes.
Yeah. It actually kind of conflicts on my remembrance of the time, but then again, that was a long time ago. That's why it's nice to do the minutes a lot faster. We don't do a conditional approval of minutes, do we?
Not usually. I mean, you could if you want, I suppose.
Well, we could approve them as printed.
Correct.
We could approve them without that correction, but then we can't go back and correct the minutes after that, can we? Can we amend minutes after we've approved them?
I think you can if there's been something brought to light that, you know, specifically calls for a change.
Okay. So I guess my personal take on it, I'm only one vote out of four on this, is I'd like to wait on that last set, because I'd like to listen to the audio. We have an audio from that one.
I'm all right with that.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I know that this was a very important one, and the way it's worded doesn't reflect what I remember from our meeting.
The only thing I would remind you of is, as I sent an email today, Carla's preparing the...
I know.
And
she needs this.
Yeah, she did impress upon me that they do need the minutes adopted for her filing.
So I'm going to say this. I can pull the board right now, and if there's three out of four of us that are okay with the change that Ann has proposed, then that gets added into the minutes, and if there aren't, then it doesn't get added in, and we approve the minutes as is.
Okay.
So, if for some reason, I will go back and I will listen to that recording, and if I hear what she's written here, then I will ask for those minutes to be held up till the next meeting. I know Carla will hate me for that, but I will ask for that to correct it, but So I'll stop blathering. If anybody would like to move those three corrections or two of the corrections and not the third or whatever, I'll entertain a motion. I'm not hearing any. We don't want to do the first two corrections?
I'm okay with the first two corrections and not with the third.
Okay, so you want to move the first two corrections?
Yes.
Okay, so Meredith is going to move the first two corrections?
Yes, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Move the minutes with the first two.
Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second on that. Any other motions on the minutes from June 6th? Not hearing any. Any discussion on what we have at the moment in front of us? Not hearing any, this isn't too controversial, but I'm going to ask you to poll the board on this one. Anyways.
Okay. Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Ms. Mathias?
Yes.
Mr. Siebel?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
So that's the June 6th meeting minutes as amended with the first two revisions only.
I can't do it tonight, but tomorrow I will. I have an answer. Okay. I will go ahead tomorrow and listen to that recording if I have time. Not as soon as moment after. All right, so that's this. So that said.
So is that going to satisfy Carolyn or not?
It gets their motion. They're approved.
They're approved.
Okay. We may make a correction. We may
just
reopen.
Just the limited first two comments.
Yep, and we may make a later correction on it, but at this point, that's where we're at. Okay, so that takes care of the minutes. Did everybody have a chance to look at the ones from the last meeting that came out digitally?
We had October 17th was in our packet, too.
I didn't have October 17th in my packet.
Oh, you know, it was the last one. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Did everybody have a chance to see the digital copy from the last meeting? You did not? Okay.
I don't think they're so critical.
No, but I want to get, we're not getting caught up.
Right, like,
we're,
yeah.
We're always 3 months behind. I want to approve the ones we just did because it's fresh.
Yep.
So.
Well, you can, you still got three people.
Did you guys get a chance to read them or not? They were really brief.
There were 17th ones and.
This would have been November 21st.
No, I didn't get those.
They were really brief, but all right, we won't bother them. Moving right along then. As for tonight's meeting, sorry, folks, lots of paperwork to get cleared out here. Tonight, under old business, we have a project name of South Road Route 9 Subdivision, Cerrone Builders. Do we have somebody for that? Hey.
Yeah, I'm good.
Still hunting? Never comes. It's just you all the time.
Yeah.
Must be still hunting.
He had some issues with his inside with his family. His wife's not doing well. His son's not doing well.
Okay. Well, so, we're sorry to hear that.
Yes, me too.
Tell us the story. What do you got for us tonight?
We finally set up the public hearing, right?
Yep. The public hearing was properly noticed in the newspaper and on site.
All right.
Nothing else has changed, John, from the last iteration.
Okay. I didn't expect it ahead. What I'm looking forward is for you to let us know what you're doing. Just give us a brief overview, quick introduction, gives us time to open up our stuff and...
The full lot subdivision?
Yep, there you go. See, okay. You're already on your way.
Yes, we got it.
Stand.
We went to the variance, we had you guys put us towards the variance board, we got the variance, and now we're just coming back here to get final plan approval.
And back here for your public hearing.
Yes, public hearing, true.
Okay, well, public hearing is open as of 7:15.
Jim, did you get open from the last meeting?
I think we did.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. We never opened it because
we just took comments from the last meeting.
It was not properly advertised at the site.
So I would ask that, and of course the secretary's not here, but the comments from the last meeting be added to this month's public hearing?
Yes.
If we could.
Yep.
That's where they should be officially.
Okay.
And I don't see that anybody availed themselves of the opportunity to come back and repeat it for the public hearing, but we'll ask. Is there anybody in the meeting here tonight that would like to make a comment about or ask questions about this particular project? We have three basic rules. Number one, that when you stand up, you give us your name and where your address is, mainly because the tape recorder up there, if it's recording, the tape recorder up there can't see you, so we need to know who you are for recording purposes. And we ask that you address the board, not the applicant, and the applicant the same. And we ask that everybody maintain a certain level of decorum so that we can do an orderly meeting. With that said, is there anybody from the crowd here that would like to comment on this particular application?
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Well, wait, board, do we have any questions or comments on this application?
I don't.
Mike's already here. Close public hearing, so. Adam?
We've been things along here tonight.
No? Okay. Huh? Silence is golden.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, we have a motion to close public hearing. Do I have a second?
A second.
Motion and second to close public hearing. Is there any discussion on that? Not hearing any. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Public hearing is officially closed. Jim, what more do we have to do here?
We have seeker.
That's what I was going to say. I don't see a copy of it, but I'll bet you there is one.
That's
we're
going to
run through a short environmental assessment form.
Yep.
Right. That's enough.
Thank you.
One more time, and we're masking you up. That's it.
Okay. You're out of here.
You just kicked me out.
All right. Anything from part one that concerns anybody? I'm going to say, do not have part one in front of me, but I
have a copy if you'd like it.
If somebody has a question, yes. I already looked it over and decided everything looked okay to me. So I didn't bother bringing the copy with me. Well, I have. It's just in paperwork from about 4 months ago, 5 months ago, which I don't feel like taking care of. Not hearing any problems in part one, moving on to part two. This is participation. I will ask read a line here, and you can answer either no or small impact or a moderate or large impact. Part two, question number one. Will a proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulation? Question number two, will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land? It is creepy. But believe it or not, I can hear you like you're sitting right here. The acoustics are great coming this way. I hope they're just as good going that way. All right, so that was a no on intensity of use of land. Question number three, will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Question number four, will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a CAA or a critical environmental area?
No.
Question number five, will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Did you want me to fill this out as we go along too? So you have it all filled out? Okay.
Well, you usually do.
I know. I was looking at going, I'm
happy to do it if you don't want.
No, but you gave me the copy, so I'm thinking I probably should be filling it out. I don't see you writing anything. So will the proposed action result, we did that one, so we're up to number six. Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy and it fails to incorporate reasonable available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
No. Will the proposed action impact existing public or private water supplies, public or private wastewater treatment utilities?
No.
Or small. Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historical, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in adverse change to natural resources, wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, or fauna?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
Well, that was pretty simple. With that in mind, that brings us to three, determination of significance. What do we want to do, folks?
Make a motion that the South Road subdivision will have a negative input. Certainly, will not have an impact on environmental resources.
Negative?
Yes. I'll make a motion that negative declaration.
And the short EAF for
South Road subdivision.
South Road Route 9 subdivision. Is there a second?
The application number is subdivision 2-2022.
Second.
Did we have to have a motion for lead agency on this?
No.
Okay. Well, it says name of lead agency. It's like, I thought we just did it, right?
No, there are no other involved agencies.
Okay. So a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Could you please call the roll?
Oh, I'm sorry. Meredith?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
John?
Yes. So, in an effort to make forms more complicated, This one here has a different signature thing on it. It says name of lead agency, that's us.
Plan. Right.
Okay. Got that part. That was pretty simple. And I can do simple. Pretty good at that. Then underneath it, it says print or type the name of the responsible officer in lead agency and then signature of responsible officer. I'm assuming that's me.
Correct.
But to the right, it says a line for date and then title of responsible officer and signature of preparer. So I got to sign it twice?
Well, no, just once. Once is sufficient. And you're
oh, it does say parentheses, if different from responsible.
Right.
All right, good. All right, moving right along then. Anything else you guys want to do? I'm going to be writing this so we get it all squared away here before I leave.
Now, we do have the preliminary applications received, and the final application has been received on this. So,
I'll make a motion to grant South Road Subdivision final approval.
Second.
Motion and second for final approval. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none. Would you call the roll, please?
Adam?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That done.
And I'll make a motion that the chair and one other member of the planning board can sign the mylars when they are submitted.
Sorry. Motion for the chair and one other member to sign the plans. I guess it's better to say plans now because we don't require mylars. Is that the idea?
No, we still do for subdivisions.
Okay.
The county does. We don't. We take paper and then we scan it in as well, but the county still requires mylars for subdivisions.
Okay. So, with that done, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion on it? Not hearing any, not too controversial. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That's done. You're all good.
Great. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Good luck. We fight again next year. I'm okay.
I'm going to send you your father's number.
Yeah, okay.
Merry Christmas, John.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, moving on. Next up, we have Stone Self Storage, Stone Real Estate Group. The site plan review, preliminary stage.
And we also have a public hearing duly advertised for this as well.
How come it's not showing up on the agenda?
It is. Project name Stone Self Storage.
No, that's on here. It's not saying that it's a public hearing.
Public hearing scheduled, yes, December 19th, 2022.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's the story.
Good evening. Joe Danbo with the Environmental Design Partnership. I'm here on behalf of Stone Real Estate Group, their application for a self-storage facility to be located at 1451 9. I'm here tonight with Matt Scampini of Stone Industries. Any questions related to the use on the site, certainly you'd be here to help us answer those. What we have is a 3-acre parcel located on the west side of Route 9. There's an existing mixed-use 6,000 square foot commercial building. We're proposing to construct roughly 24,000 square feet of a self storage facility to the rear of the site. The use itself will require no additional sanitary sewer or water services, as there will be no offices associated with it. Access will be via the existing curb cut on Route 9 circulating around the property to the rear. We have provided turning movements for the local municipality's fire truck that would need to respond to this site in the event of emergency. We have provided a comprehensive stormwater pollution prevention plan, grading plan, landscaping plan, details, everything that goes along with the preliminary plan. My understanding is we have not received any comments back from the town's designated engineer on that stormwater pollution prevention plan yet. Good thing is we have excellent sandy soils, as much of the town of Monroe. Infiltration on the site is not going to be any form of an issue. We've provided an illumination plan identifying that we do not have any light pollution or spillover out of any of the adjacent lots, where we reach 0-foot candles at the property line. with that, for any comments the board or the public may have about this application. Thank you.
Bless you.
Chief, refresh my memory. Is the chairman allowed to just open the public hearing, or do we have to have a motion for that?
No, you can open it. You
That's
can
what
open.
I thought. So, all right, we'll open the public hearing here at 7:28 on November 19th. Once again, for anybody who would like to make comments here in the public hearing, we have three rules. I stated earlier, nobody's changed since then, so those rules still apply. If anybody in the empty seats in the back would like to comment on this particular application. Hearing none, how about the board? Any questions or comments for this applicant?
This is behind the building now, the brick building is there now?
Yes. Where? There's no brick building there.
It's a wooden building. I believe the north half is a blue.
That's the old restaurant?
Yeah, yes. The old Lisa's restaurant.
And the old Costit telecommunications. The building is vacant right now. No one in there.
The last meeting we talked about some traffic data, not really a study, but some, just assessment figures on what a storage unit, because it's under 9.
Yeah, certainly. The trip generation for a storage facility of this size is 1 to 1.5 trips during the PM peak hour, so very negligible amount of traffic generated by this use. If that's something that needs to be put in a letter form, we can certainly provide that. And I'd say it's on the record from the conversation that we're having right now, but again, if you need something in writing, that can be provided.
The items I had from my notes were, there was a notation about looping, a notation to be added about looping, the SWIP review, obviously. Interior directional signage was to be added, a notation about that. Contact with the fire department.
We did provide plans to the fire department.
Yep.
We have not gotten any comments back.
Okay. The traffic narrative, there's been conflicting requests about it being a full-blown traffic study or just an assessment of sorts. So those are the notes I had as outstanding. That was from the November meeting.
We also talked about a fence.
Yes, the fence was optional along the rear lot line.
Yeah, we are not proposing a fence. We don't think one is needed for the facility. So we are not showing or proposing a fence on the property in any way.
Yeah, but I think we decided we're going to put one along the back side.
My understanding is that there is no fence, and I don't know that is. We don't have one shown on the detailed plan.
Well, I don't know that we have any rules that require that you have a fence in the back. I think it's a recommendation from this planning board that it might be good for your business to have a fence back there. We're not talking about a 12-foot fence. We're just thinking more in terms of keeping people with four-wheelers from zipping in up and down the lines in between the buildings and all off the power lines. I don't know if there's as much of that going on as there was when I was a kid.
There is.
Is there?
Putting on my other hat. There's looping back there, so National Grid tracks that right away. Okay. And there's a lot of ATV use, illicit use.
Okay. Recall.
So what we have put up with, what you see like next to half times,
yeah,
is that like 3-foot wooden fence to try to prevent it. It
right.
Doesn't work, but that might be something they want to consider, just so, because there is a lot of encroachments that go on in that right away.
It's certainly something we can discuss further. One of the elements on the site plan, it doesn't show here, but it's on the plans in front of you. This entire area is a stormwater management facility with side slopes going down. It's approximately 6 feet deep. It's going to make it a lot more difficult for ATVs to come in and cross through that property.
Oh, wow. You look at this so differently than ATV riders do. No, I'm looking at you. You just put in an entertainment zone for them. That is it. As you're saying that, you're thinking that'll make it hard for them, and I'm thinking that is an incentive right there.
I think
they're going to play in that.
Yeah, even our subdivisions, you know, where the stormwater circles in, they're all fenced in. And if you're going to have a bit like that out there, you should have that fenced in.
Yeah, so it's 13 feet deep.
That's a fun part for ATVs.
It's a dry pond that's infiltrated. We'll be holding water. We can certainly go back and discuss it more.
Don't we make our subdivisions fence all that stuff in?
Different. We at least look at it on a case by case basis, and oftentimes we do, yes.
So what makes this any different?
So I have to say, at one point, National Grid decided to put banks of dirt in at the roads with the idea of blocking the access. All right. And those became jumps. They were there for a year before they tore them out, before somebody killed themselves. So yeah, I would say the 13-foot deep is not a disincentive. It might be the other. Is there a reason? Is it just cost that there's a desire to not put a fence across the back?
To be perfectly honest with you, it is cost. It is going to be, you know, have surveillance, and I would never let ATVs, run wild through the place. I can guarantee you that. If it does become a problem and it's uncontrollable, I can certainly do it down the road. But from a cost standpoint, that is the pushback.
I personally see it as a problem right from the beginning. Only because, you know what, I'm one of those motocross guys. You know, and if I see something like that, it's going to get ridden. And just being around this town and stuff like that, again, you know, we look at them pretty strong in our subdivisions. I see this as a worse problem being out in the back, you know.
Okay.
On-site snow storage.
Say that again.
On-site snow storage. Are you planning on hauling all the snow away, or do you have plans for where you would be?
And so the majority of the snow will be stored in this open space area here and also in this area. If in the event there was a multiple foot storm, it may be necessary to truck some of that snow off site, but we do have enough storage on the property for a standard snowstorm that we see in the area.
Are you gonna drastically change the grade in the back side of that property? Because you mentioned that stormwater in that back corner. And my recollection of the back side of that property is it all goes uphill from Route 9.
So in general, we have a 350, the existing grade across the property. This is a 350 contour, 349 contour. Just in the back here is where there's quite a rise. This area adjacent to the National Grid crossing is the highest point on the site, so we are cutting out a big portion of the area.
So that's why it's 13 feet deep there. Is
correct. It's 13 from National Grid. It's only about 5 or 6 from the path of our pavement. So this area here is generally at existing grade.
Okay.
It's just we're doing a lot of cutting here to get our pipes and our stormwater deep enough.
And then the one that's up there, where you were saying snow storage, that's also stormwater there?
Yes, that's a small stormwater management area.
And is that going to manage everything from Route 9 back to there? Is that the idea?
That would manage the new impervious on the property. The existing impervious, it does not have to be accounted for within the calculations.
Because if you're using some of that roadway as access to that storage, right?
So what that would be calculated is existing impervious area that's going off-site into the grassed areas on the property. We are not changing any area that we are changing. Yes, we would have to account for either water quantity volume or the more appropriately if it's being reused and replaced and we go under the thermal chapter 10 redevelopment. fall under redevelopment guidelines for what we would be changing, but.
So before we go further in detail, what you're telling me is your stormwater that you're putting forward right at the moment is not for the whole site.
Correct, and is accommodating the new impervious area per the New York State BDC regulations.
I may be terribly confused, but I was pretty sure this application incorporated the full site. So I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. So you're saying the application and the mapping covers the whole site, but your stormwater is only for the portion you're developing in the back.
So our stormwater is going to cover from the rear of the building here for the remainder of the site. It doesn't account for the existing impervious areas in the front of the building.
Why not?
Because that's not required by New York State DEC to treat previously existing areas.
How about if it's a problem?
If there is drainage concerns, we would they would have to be evaluated and we would have to make appropriate accommodations. If there is a drainage concern that we're not aware of, please let us know and we can take another look at it. But if
I'm going to say that section you're using to drive in on the north side of the lot, there's a drainage concern over there.
Okay.
Intermittent, but that's fine. Okay, so I was wondering if there was, I kind of was hoping that with this whole site approval we're doing, that it would include, now the other side, just so you know, the other side where the computer store or whatever, that's high and dry. But that side over where Luisa's was, that gets wet. All right. I don't know how wet, I don't know how you measure it. I'm just saying there have been times that I remember going in there to go to the restaurant and we parked on the other side of the parking lot so we didn't have to step in 4 inches of water. So if there's some way that I assume that would be included with the whole site stormwater since there's a whole site application.
It's something we can certainly look at and make sure we're accommodating and not creating any drainage issues. And if we have to include additional impervious area or do some additional grading, make sure that those drainage areas are not a problem, you certainly can do that.
So you won't be using the back stormwater area as snow storage too, or is that also going to be snow storage, you think?
There might be a minor amount where we're trying to keep it into the other green areas on the site, try not to put too much snow into any of the storm basins.
Okay. Board, anything else?
I had a note from last month at the county where they're looking for a more direct route from Route 9, and you mentioned that you'd use the north side of the property. Was there any adjustments to the plans from last month to this month for that?
So we are not changing our curb cut on New York State Route 9. We're utilizing the existing curb cut, which does provide the appropriate access to the rear of the building.
So there's only the one curb cut?
Correct. There's the existing curb cut on Route 9. It is a relatively wide curb cut in comparison to some of the others that exist or on different areas of the site. But certainly when we get into potentially bringing the access road off to the side, it doesn't allow for the appropriate access and turning of fire vehicles coming out of the site. And the same thing, vice versa, if we bring it over here, it starts hindering maneuverability of larger vehicles into the site. Having it centered and wide like it is, and the extra width of pavement provides better turning maneuvers.
So you're going to use signage to keep them on the north side and not on the other, because the road goes around the other side also.
Correct. There will be signage providing for access around circulation around the site, yes.
Installed in that right away to try to keep ATVs out. It's not full-on fencing. It's like low to the ground.
Almost like a post and rail type of look.
Yeah, so it seems to be minorly affected. Sorry.
I think it's just powerful.
It probably is.
It really is.
Yeah, that one looks a little more utilitarian.
It doesn't have to be pretty. Okay. She's got to get them.
We've installed those because there's habitat.
It's got an accessway through a fence rail in my place that the snowmobile trail tracks. And I learned to just put a tree across it. And it's got to be big enough they can't pick it up and move it. Done. They don't try that.
I try that at my camp up north. They just bring chainsaws here.
Different deal there. Not a lot of those guys riding ATVs on the power lines are carrying chainsaws.
We'll look at that. There may be some. You might want to review with your attorneys about liability, knowing that there's an active four-wheeler trailer.
It doesn't have to be 12-foot chain link with razor wire. It's just got to be enough to make them decide to go somewhere else.
Okay.
Board, anything else?
I just want to say.
Do you want DEC to come look for Lupin?
No, they should be able to do that themselves. It's probably not there because it's grown in. It needs that open.
Right.
It may grow in after we clear it. What I was going to say is, we'll probably put a note on the plans or the management of that stormwater basin. That's always an issue that if it doesn't get mowed and taken care of, it's going to choke up and it's not going to be of use. So. Just to keep that in mind, like the stormwater basin will be managed annually.
Yep, we can certainly add that note, and that is part of our scope. There's a long-term post-construction operations maintenance guideline for stormwater facilities.
Is there like a maintenance schedule for managing from the time?
No, we have an incidental take permit. But did you get your NHP letter back from DEC?
I would have to look. I believe we have gotten it because I don't think there's any appropriate habitat on the property. So I believe we have that letter. I have not seen it, but I can certainly check to see if it's there and provide that to the town. It needs to be part of our SWIP, part of our documents before they can sign off on it.
All right. Sounds like it's getting quiet here. We doing okay so far?
Yeah, no, we're looking good. I think the big thing we're waiting on, we need to get the stormwater responses from the birds, and that will address any of your concerns related to what needs to be included and excluded. And I know that if there is a drainage issue on this side of the site, we want to make sure we address it and the water flows appropriately, not to have ponded water. Certainly when this gets updated and fixed when some new tenants come in, where none of the tenants are going to want to have wet feet coming into the property.
So I guess my concern or question is if when somebody does come in with a change of use there and they decide to rent that out or whatever, we're not going to be doing stormwater for that.
No, but there will be no renovations on the plan. So this plan, and it's twofold. So this plan does show the reconfiguration of the parking lot in the front. We're providing handicap spacing. We're providing some spot grades and elevations. However, that area is already considered an impervious surface along the front. So the actual volume of water coming off there does not need to be accounted for in this stormwater body. It is accounted for other means and methods from a pre and post development runoff rate. When it rains on that site now, there's a certain amount of water that runs off the site. In the proposed conditions, we're allowed to continue to discharge that same amount of water to match the pre-development with the post-development runoff rates. And again, that's something I do believe the Verge will be looking at closely. And if we need to make additional accommodations, we certainly can.
All right, board, anything else? Not hearing any, what do we want to do? Do we have a seeker on this?
Yes, we haven't done that yet. I typically don't do it until you have your SWIP.
Right, for some reason we're in a public hearing, we don't have our SWIP back, or our SWIP review.
So you can leave it open.
That's what I'm almost thinking we're gonna have to do, because I don't really want to move forward from that.
So we've opened it, we've taken all of our comments from the public, we've exhausted the board. Do you have any questions for us?
No, I think we're pretty clear at this time of what you're looking for, and I think the big item out there is seeing what comes back from the stormwater review.
So I'm going to say I was staring off into space when we got done with that. We just got done with All Town Fresh up there next to Fitzgerald's.
Okay.
That's an existing, and they had existing permeability and all. And they actually built things in to their plan to alleviate the current condition. So I guess I assumed that the same thing was going to happen with this, that it would be part of the whole plan. I don't know. And it may be, I've never developed this, so I don't know. It may be an extremely expensive thing to take into consideration. I don't know.
I think one of the differences to All Town French, I believe, is a gas station.
It's a, yeah.
They're held to a different standard than stormwater because of the hot spots associated with the potential petroleum pollution.
Yeah, so but it was a gas station before, too.
Again, a little different. When you get into the hot spots, a little different than a non-hot spot type of site.
Okay.
There's definitely different standards. I do know that. I don't know the details of their plan and why they didn't need to do that, but I do know there is a particular difference in standards between those two uses.
So I did have another follow-up to the, you were going to contact Mike Mooney to see if he could tie into the sewer. Just curious how that conversation went.
I don't know the answer to that. Certainly when we come back, we can have some information on that.
Certainly.
For building out front.
Correct. I mean, currently we are proposing to keep it serviced by the existing septic system. Depending on the use that may come in there, that may have to change.
Alrighty then. Then I guess if the board's okay with it, we'll leave the public hearing open.
Yeah.
And hope that we have our SWIP review in for January.
I hope so.
We have a, you might want to, in fact, you want to do that right now? Make our adjustments for our January, February schedule?
Yes, that'd be great.
So that way you know what date it is. Okay. So we have to, I don't have a calendar with me for 2023 though, so that's going to.
Well, I can get one. Hold on.
You can probably look it up faster than it takes me to log into my phone, right?
Okay, for January, the normal meeting night would be January 16th because the submission is by January 2nd.
But that's also a national holiday.
Yes, that's correct.
So, folks, do we want to go before or after?
Go before.
Right, I was going to say, we could probably go before. I don't think we're...
But what's that do with the submission date? That makes it like...
Yeah, no, you almost have to go after. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
if you go before, it's almost too early.
Yeah, so it would be the 23rd would be the...
Okay, so we'll do the January 1 to January 23rd, and let's do our February while we're at it. We'll do them both together.
Yep, the February holiday is the 20th, so I would recommend going to the 27th.
Okay, so maybe we want to put that in the form of a motion?
I'll make a motion to change the January and February dates to January 23rd. February
27th.
A motion and a second. Any discussion on it? That almost puts us out of February.
You're just not
leaving. You're 70 degrees outside.
Yeah. So not hearing any poignant conversation on it. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we'll be looking at January 23rd.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll send a summary email and I'll copy the board on that for the outstanding items.
Beautiful.
We have like a punch list to work from.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, then moving right along to our new business. Except this is more like new old business, but new business. Boundary adjustment, Eric Baker.
Okay, this was a planning board approved subdivision, so the boundary adjustment required approval. We had one of these last month, if you remember as well. This was for the Baker subdivision at the corner of Mott Road and Route 32.
an adjustment primarily, I believe, right, Bill, of lot number three?
Has. It's been some changes. Eric was going to have a 10-acre lot behind each other, behind one another. Straight back. And then, in discussion with the family, he was going to have one 10-acre lot.
Yeah. Just going to interrupt you for a moment. Can you state your name?
Bill Rourke.
Okay.
And Eric
Baker. The recorder.
Eric Baker.
Thank you, sir.
And tonight, I understand, Eric wants, he's got an existing home here, and wants to know if he can have another lot for his kids, right?
Eventually down the road. Right now, I'm going to be using it as a hay field, as it is right now for my cattle. And should the day come that I'm not here, I'm leaving it to my kids. And if they decide they would like to build, we understand that you need 5 acres in that area to build on, as long as you have the road frontage. So as long as they can, when I'm dead and gone, they can, I'll build a house on that 5 acres, which is going to border the 5 acres that I already have.
I think we have to ask for 2 lots, either now or later, right?
I prefer later.
I mean, here's the existing homestead.
Let's just, okay.
Yeah, please.
Let's not get into the a future subdivision. Do you still want to make the adjustment that you proposed?
Yes.
We can keep that going, and then if you want to come back and further subdivide, you can, but you got to come to the board and apply for it.
Sure.
But it, you can, you got plenty, because you residual land left over, you're going to have like 30 acres left over.
Right.
And if you want to carve out another 5 acres, then you're going to have plenty of frontage, so you can do that at a future date. Yeah. But if you just want to do the adjustment tonight, that's on the agenda.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay, so first of all, let's define, because I'm looking at a note here from W.J. Rourke, licensed land surveyor. Let me read it. Hold on. It says, this will explain the change that Eric Baker is requesting. All right, and I have 2 different spellings for Eric. Is it with a C or
C? Yes, with a C.
Okay.
Sorry.
Originally, the 2 5-acre lots, one on top of another with only one fronting on Mott Road. Now, I assume when I read that we're talking about what was lot number 2 out by Route 32.
No. We're talking about, the board has seen this with one lot going all the way back, one 10-acre lot.
Okay.
Okay, and now, which were one on top of another, now we're requesting on the side to shove the 5 acres from the back to the road frontage.
All right, so now I think I understand what you're
saying. So rather than having like a vertical layout,
instead of stacking them, he wants to just keep it on
horizontal
frontage, then right. The other acreage stays as on back.
Right.
Now, the next question I have is for Mr. Martin. At what point does this become a full-fledged or full-blown subdivision?
Well, there is no subdivision. We're adjusting a boundary line. He's starting with 3 lots.
No. I know. Today.
Yep.
Okay, you can get right back to that. But I wanted to address the desire to split more of it here. There's a point.
Well, as soon as he splits another lot, at that juncture it becomes a subdivision requiring application.
Right.
But it's something that can't be done administratively,
right?
Because it involves the planning board. So he's got to come back here to create another one. Right. That's what he desires to do.
So for tonight, at least, all we're doing is instead of having a 10-acre straight back, we want to do 2 5-acres side by side.
Well, it's going to be a 10-acre. It's just a line adjustment. Is what we're doing tonight.
Okay. What I have here on this map shows me 10 acres, but then there's a dotted line down the middle of it. I'm assuming that was to cut it into 2 lots of 5 acres, right?
In
but
the
we don't want to do that right
no,
now.
No,
so then that line should,
Well, all right, we'll take that out. We're calling it Lot 3.
Lot 3 will be a 10-plus acre lot. It will not be 2 plots.
Right.
So this little dotted line is cute, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, but we'll take it out. Okay. We'll take it out.
So let's get rid of that.
Okay.
Okay.
So the orientation of the lot is shifting.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense to me. I didn't have the old map in front of me. And I looked at this map going, what's the difference? 10 acres here, 10 acres here. I remember this one, but now I see what you're doing. Okay. All right. Board, any questions on it? Mr. Baker, you own the land in the back here?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make sure
it's a family.
George Baker.
It's an estate.
All of this land.
All of this here belongs to the Baker family.
And all of this was owned by his father, George Baker. Now it's in the
estate. So it still lands to be conveyed to Eric Baker. So you don't own that lot in the front. You didn't own the 10 acre lot that went to the back.
Right.
We're in the process of subdividing it, and then
I was a part owner because part of the estate.
You're part of the estate.
Right. Right.
Now I'm just trying to make sure because. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's all in that estate still, so it is a lot line adjustment. Okay. Anybody else? It's too terribly controversial, so. You miss it? I wonder if you were going to come back and get that.
I might need that.
I thought of calling you. I thought of calling you to tell you left the phone here, but then I thought, well, what would the point be of that? All right, I'm not hearing any major problems here. So what do we want to do, guys?
We need a motion.
I don't know, because I'm not.
If you want to approve this, it would require a motion to approve.
For a lot line adjustment.
Yes.
We can't.
Because you guys have to do it. You guys set the lot lines in your approval. Only you can change it.
Really? Wow. Didn't know we were that authoritative.
So we're going to need a motion.
We need a motion to make the as specified lot line adjustments.
For lot 3 as shown.
For lot number 3 on the plans as shown. Eliminating the dotted line down the middle of it.
All right.
Yeah, you got to give me a revised drawing, Bill.
Yep.
Okay, I'll put that in motion.
Sure. So moved? Mm-hmm. There we go. So moved. Do we have a second? Any further discussion on it? Hearing none. Can you call the roll, please?
Yes.
Jim, can you call the roll?
Yeah.
Yo, rattle and paper, can we call the roll? Three lines.
Yes. Mike?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
John?
Yes. I suppose you're going to want us to do something else. Does somebody have another motion so we can get Mike out of here before 8:05?
I'll make a motion. Wait, do we need to do my motion?
Yeah, we do.
Thanks,
we're going to have a set of plans that have to be signed.
Okay. I'll make a motion that the chairman and one other member of the board signs the
Mylar. Motion made. Do I have a second? And the motion is second. Any discussion on that? Other than the fact that I would like to point out, as Meredith is aware, because she's had to sign Mylar recently, they changed the signing stamp now. And it now includes having to print your name and sign it. So it takes twice as long. All right, with that said, it's not too controversial. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody's opposed to it. So look at that. That was easy enough, right?
You guys have a great Christmas.
You too, sir.
Take care. We'll catch up one of these days.
You must be vacationing more or something?
No, I haven't.
I'm recording. Thank you very much. You guys take care.
Motion to adjourn?
You too.
Yeah, we got a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
I will second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries.